We're going to do the alphabet. We'll just rotate through the alphabet, and then after the three of us are done, we will talk about anything we want about those bands. Susanna, you get to go first.
All right. So, A, I'm saying AC/DC, because that's easy. You got B, Jeremiah.
Bloodhound Gang.
Syrah. That was one of my best moments for 2018, is seeing Jesper in Syrah and being front row, where Jared totally got the spot for me because I didn't get in because I didn't have credentials, and it was one of the most fantastic things I have experienced.
Moments.
Yeah. It was good.
They were a pretty good live.
I like that scene in Dirty Dancing where she's like, I held a watermelon, when she walks into the room where all of the employees are there.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in with two bags of coffee, like, I'll hold it.
I have coffee.
And Brian Allen from Vicious Rumors and Dark Sky Choir.
Yeah.
He was like, come on, just walks me up there, and then Jesper comes down the stairs and gives me a big hug, and these for me, and I'm like, oh, it was great.
You're like, do I get this kind of treatment every time I bring coffee?
Woohoo! So you're D.
Okay, D. Disturbed.
You sound excited there.
That's the only one I could think of.
I'm gonna go with the man of the year, Eminem.
Foo Fighters.
Oh yeah.
I missed this year.
I know.
We saw them once.
That was the most crushed I've ever been on the floor. It was at a Foo Fighters show.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
people love the Grohl.
Yeah, as soon as Dave Grohl got on stage, it felt like the whole crowd in the back just moved forward.
Where'd you see him at?
I think it was the Moda Center.
I think it was Moda.
I've never seen the
Foo
Fighters.
Or Rose Garden back then, I think.
Yeah.
I've never seen Foo Fighters.
Oh, it was pretty fun. They put on a good show. And I remember them watching the opening bands from the side, too, so I always think that's pretty cool when the main act is checking out the openers.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You're G.
Oh, G. Oh, Gojira.
Nice one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to go Gogo Bordello.
Oh.
You let me down. H.
I know, it's kind of hard to think of. I'm like,
I guess I'll go, hell yeah. They're pretty legit.
Pretty good goddamn.
In Flames.
There you go.
Who are coming?
Never heard of them.
Gojira, that for 2017 was definitely one of the best albums.
Yeah.
I love that band.
They keep popping up on my playlist, and I'm like, ooh, I like this song. Oh, it's Gojira.
I think Gojira with you guys at Brank's a long time ago. I mean, it was a teeny tiny show, and that's where I got the beanie.
Yeah.
That beanie's like probably 7 years old, if not more.
Is that with Devin Townsend?
I kind of think so.
Yeah. I remember that show.
And it's funny because now, I mean, now Gojira's kind of big, and so you never get to see him in a small setting like that again.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Magma, though, was a great album, and I have had to take their catalog and follow it backwards because I didn't get any of their earlier stuff.
Yeah.
I forgot where we are.
I have J.
J.
Oh, shoot, I just thought of an A I could have done.
What was it?
Avatar.
Oh,
that was such
Avatar.
A cool show. Avatar did amazing. Okay, wait, I forgot. J.
Jackson 5.
J.
I got you.
A, B, C.
Jamiroquai? Trying to help you out here.
God, I can't think of any J's.
Judas Priest.
Oh, yeah. Judas Priest, that's a good one.
Joan
Breaking
Jett.
The law. Breaking
Joan
the
Jett?
Law. Bam, bam.
Jonah Hill. He's an actor, but still starts with a J.
Oh, I was thinking Jericho, but that's Fozzy.
Okay, you go.
Who'd you pick?
Judas Priest.
Judas Priest.
Breaking the law.
I get K. Oh, that's tough.
I know.
Oh, I know why.
I wonder which one I'll pick.
I know. Don't go obvious.
Crap.
I guess I won't go obvious, but I'll go Korn. Only one of my favorite bands ever.
Yeah.
I'm going Limp Bizkit because I heard Break Stuff today. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just one of those days.
You know, one week up.
So I liked seeing Korn with you guys. That was, I think, the first time I ever saw Korn with you guys. I know that when we did that show, that summer festival,
oh yeah,
and I interviewed Ray,
yeah,
I didn't get to see Korn with you guys because I
We're
you,
all busy.
Right.
Yeah.
But the first time I got to see Korn with you was last year.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Outside, yeah, it was fun.
I think I've seen them 11 times, maybe.
Well, then I've seen them 10.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like they always put on a good show.
Yeah. They're always happy.
Always. Yeah.
K-L-M.
Oh. I'd say Marilyn Manson.
That's
yeah.
a double M.
It's a double M.
Does that mean you win?
Do I get extra points? Extra points. Yeah?
Yeah. Manson.
Manson. Yeah, Manson.
N. On point.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Nice.
Hey, they had a CD come out
this
2018.
Year? Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Bullet with a Name on it. That's a good
yeah.
song. I'm going OTEP.
Mm.
Because
you like controversy?
Well, because that was one of the shows this year that I thought was really interesting and went to see if, indeed, you couldn't buy a band merch while she played.
Oh,
and I was
right.
in the bar area, and there was a lot of, if I remember right, there was a lot of delays with them coming on, but the sound guy and, like, some other guy was there, and they were, like, the happiest guys ever.
Aww.
And so people were like, when are they going to come on? And the one guy turns around, and he's like, when she feels like it. You know, and so you can tell that there was, like, some problems,
right?
But they were kind of like, yeah, we just, you know, like she's a diva and we have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And so I was feeling kind of nervous because it was so busy and I was in the bar right up against the soundboard and the merch booths were there and I was going to walk up while she's playing and I thought, what if she sees me buying it? She like shuts the show down and was like, stop buying merch! Went up there, total black. They had turned their lights off and I left halfway through OTEP and when I was walking up, the entire band that I had wanted to buy the merch from was sitting outside Hawthorne.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
outside.
So, indeed, you can't buy merch when she's on.
Oh, man. Diva.
Yeah.
Diva.
But she was awesome.
Well, yeah, she puts on a good show. We've seen
really
them before,
awesome.
And she does.
Yeah.
They put on a good show, for sure.
I cleared out an entire bar one time by playing OTEP. I was with my friend Tara. We were out in Wilsonville at some country bar. They had a jukebox, and so I put on just a obnoxious OTEP song and just cleared the place out. It was awesome.
I think we've done that with actually a Manson. Song. There's a song that plays on John Wick, movie.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Right? And,
Killing Strangers?
Yeah. That song is just, sounds so basic, but it's pretty awesome. We play that at a bar, and I think people were like, what song is this?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the normal.
Mm-hmm. You are R.
Wait.
Yeah.
P.
Bo P. I was R. I'm going to be R. I'm trying to think ahead.
Oh, good idea. Shoot, I don't think about it until you guys are like, this is the letter you have. Well, the first one that comes to mind is Pennywise.
Pantera.
But we saw Pennywise this year.
We did.
Oh,
that's
we did.
That's why I picked Pennywise, is because I saw them this year.
I guess we get Q. That's going to be super easy. I'm going with Queen.
Queens of the Stone Age.
I picked Queen, though.
Okay.
Because they just announced their tour. They're touring next year.
Oh, okay.
With Adam Lambert. And I'm a fan of his also.
That doesn't surprise me.
he plays my... If I was, like, on the catwalk, it'd be, like, my song on the catwalk.
If I was on the catwalk.
Is that... on the catwalk.
No. We'll have to show it to you. Wait, how does that song go?
Can't say copyright infringement, guys.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm...
That's easy.
Okay, I'm thinking Raven, Radiohead, Rat. I'm going...
Rammstein. Okay.
Oh, okay, Rammstein. Good one.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Yeah. So, did anybody see the Queen movie yet?
No.
You guys want to go see it?
We should.
Yeah.
Is it in,
It's probably at the $3 theater, I'd assume.
Yeah, it's not in the big theaters anymore, except for at, like, 10:40 at night, because I looked, I was going to go see it this weekend.
It's not at our big theater, I don't think.
You are S, Susanna.
I know, I was trying to, cheat and look at my playlist.
Slayer!
I could say Slayer.
Static X!
Oh, Static X.
System of
a
Down.
Sinead O'Connor.
That would be more fun when we get done with this, just to blurt out as many names as we can think of in a round robin fashion.
Yeah.
System of a Down.
Yeah. No, but I think I would go with Static X because I like it. No other reason why than that.
Gotta go with Trivium.
I'm going with Udo Dirkschneider.
I think you
Udo Dirkschneider is the old singer from Accept. You know, balls to the woman. That song.
Uh-huh.
And the new Metal Church song sounds like Udo Dirkschneider is singing.
And
Static X is touring.
They're putting out a CD.
Oh, I thought they were touring.
I know they're putting out a CD. It's going to be interesting.
With rotating vocalists?
I don't remember the details.
I can't remember.
But I think it's the original lineup, minus Wayne.
Yeah. You took a nice picture of him, if I recall.
Mm-hmm. Gotta shoot him solo and in the band.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. What did I say? Oh, S-T-U. Your V.
Oh, lucky.
Why? Who would you say?
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Jerry
would say Vanilla Ice, but I'm going Van Halen.
I would have gone Venom.
Yeah. W. Yeah, I'm gonna go all.
It's a wage war.
No, I'm just gonna go for Susie because I was gonna say it anyways and do Wu-Tang.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I was gonna think anyways because we have to talk about that show.
And I have to say X because it's the only band I know.
Exhibit!
Funny.
You've officially been pinned.
I know there's a band
he
called
does music?
X, and I just don't know very much about them.
There's
so.
The XX. I think they're indie. It's like one genre I just can't get into.
I would say Symphony X, but that's an S. And then Exhibit, I totally forgot. Didn't he just do, like, Pimp My Ride?
Oh, he's got tons of CDs out.
Oh, okay. So, what was this one again to talk about?
Wu-Tang.
Oh.
Wu-Tang. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
That, we saw that one this year.
Definitely.
That was the most interesting show of the year, I think.
That was so disgusting. I wrote on my, I have a secondary blog to MERP that's just personal stuff, and I wrote how I felt when I left that show, and I love Wu-Tang, but I felt so sick to my stomach and so conflicted over you eating a hamburger that night and them throwing out, you know, pig's blood. So it was weird. It was a weird show. But we couldn't stay. It smelled so bad.
I think we lasted maybe a song.
If.
Because it was so bad that security had to go to Fred Meyers and get, like, Tire Bomb to put under their nose to make
like
up
Vicks
for the smell.
And stuff, yeah.
Because they couldn't stand the smell.
Well, I remember
that's bad.
We were in the front, and we got warned ahead of time that this would happen and about, you know, he would turn around and about what point in the song, and so we stood behind the curtain. But Jared, you were in the pit, right? In the
shooting.
Photo pit.
Well,
yeah.
That was, like, the year we were there. We saw them. And they couldn't do...
They couldn't have the pig's heads.
Yeah.
And then we found him in the dumpster when we were seeing Kitty.
Right,
like
and it was
a day or two
smelled,
later.
Yeah, and
it
was
like August.
So
it was so disgusting.
That was the worst smell I've ever smelled.
It really was. And after we left the front, you know, because we were like, okay, we can't handle this because it smells really bad.
Bad.
And then we kind of walked to the back of the venue and we just both looked at each other and we're like, we're out.
That was.
But the interview was awesome, but it was really super weird to have these serious, I mean, very serious about their music and their craft and their. Spirituality, I guess.
Right.
And we brought
passion.
A little box of Moonstar chocolates with a little bow on it. Like, here you go.
Was it dark chocolate?
It
I'm just kidding.
It was awesome because some guy walked by and in the interview he said something about bagel eating hipsters.
It was funny.
It was awesome.
Well, it was funny too because I didn't think Jer was
going
to.
You've been here before.
I didn't think Jer was going to make it in time and I, you know, we had made the rule not to get on a bus by yourself. And
right.
then I just, I mean, I'm sure it would be fine, but. So I got a hold of Derek at Hawthorne, and I was like, is there any way that... Because we did it at, like, 3 in the afternoon. It was something... It was early.
Yeah, it was an early one.
And I just talked to him and just said, we have a rule that we don't do it, you know, by ourselves on a bus, and Jared's going to be late. Is there any way we could do it here? And he was very cool about it. Let us in. That was neat.
They're usually pretty awesome.
And he was such a nice guy. Eric was such a nice guy to interview. It's one
of
my favorite
nice.
Interviews.
It was weird.
Yeah.
And then he gets on stage, and then it's... Inside of him.
I know.
So you're why, Susanna?
Man, why? I thought about that too. Didn't we see him at
last year?
Yeah, and then we saw him get food.
Yep.
Yellow Wolf, right?
Yellow Wolf, yeah.
Yellow Wolf, yeah.
Is it an actual W, like Yellow Wolf or Yellow Wolf?
Paula, I think it's an A in there.
Yellow Wolf.
Surely we should know.
Here is what I found.
He's very popular.
YellaWolf.
Yeah.
Yellow Wolf. His name is Michael Wayne.
I got Z, so I'm going to go for Susanna. ZZ Ward.
Aww. Oh, I went to that show, didn't I? I did. I didn't like it.
I think you did.
It was at Wonder Ballroom.
Yeah.
With that guy, wasn't it the one where they had the Swedish bass, the band before them, the Swedish bass player, and the guy that looked like a young Dave Grohl, and the drummer that was like,
oh,
it was all weird.
Oh, he was pretty entertaining to watch.
It was like he was super animated, like he was a cartoon character.
Yeah.
It was a good show.
I like ZZ Ward. She's got a good bluesy rock.
Wait, so you've seen ZZ Ward and you've seen Dorothy. Which one do you like better? Who do you think's better?
Can't pick favorites. I don't know.
Because I've seen Dorothy. Oh, I guess I was there too.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Have
they're
I seen Dorothy?
Different, though.
I liked the Dorothy show. It's not the type of music that I normally like, but I liked it.
That
was
more
show.
Small and intimate, because it was at the Doug Fir.
Well, it was small and intimate, because she was almost naked.
It was a small, crowd, and intimate show.
Yeah. She didn't have a bra on. Oh, no, she did have a... She had a black bra and black panties on, and then this, like, wrap dress that was super barely there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, it was slit really far up where you could see her panties and slit really low where you could see her bra. But she was... I mean, and I don't... I'm not a fan. I mean, I think women are beautiful, but I'm not a lesbian.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's fine.
I totally
would make out with her.
Yeah.
She was super, super sexy.
That's kind of like, not saying she's hot or anything, but Noah Cyrus came out in just a sports bra and then, like, track pants. Yeah. I was thinking, like, aren't you cold? that's what I think. I was like, it's kind of chilly in here.
That show surprised me, too. That was actually a lot better than I expected.
Me, too. Because I'm not a fan of too... Well, I just think her sister sounds like a chipmunk. And so I thought maybe she would sound like a chipmunk too. And not as much.
I have to say, her sister, Miley Cyrus, her version of Jolene...
Oh,
it's really
is
good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That song's amazing. And Party in the USA is a great song.
I know. She has amazing moments. I just don't think I can listen to it.
Wrecking Ball.
Yeah,
that's funny.
But Noah Cyrus, she had a good voice.
Yeah. All right, what's the next topic you want to do? How about bands you want to see in 2019? Syra, In Flames, Gojira, Meshuggah.
Okay, realistically, band would be Mudvayne, because we all want to see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I go for that.
Everybody wants to see Mudvayne.
Yeah.
In shows that are already coming here.
In Flames.
Ozzy.
Oh, Ozzy.
I've seen him
awesome.
So many times.
I have not.
Never?
Never.
Oh, wow.
Kiss is coming. Iron Maiden.
I've seen both of those a billion times.
Can't leave out New Kids on the Block.
What?
I've never seen that.
They're coming to town. I think Backstreet Boys are coming to town.
Backstreet Boys. All right.
Yes.
Spice Girls aren't coming here, but they're doing a little mini Europe tour.
Of course they are. They should come to America.
Without Posh.
Yeah, no Posh. I wouldn't
That's
go
fine.
Either because
she didn't really
she's married to David Beckham and he's hot. I am really looking forward to seeing In Flames. It's a bummer though because there's a whole bunch of members that aren't there anymore. It's just Bjorn and Anderson.
I want to see Cradle of Filth because I've never seen them.
I told you about the show I saw with the people were on stilts.
Yeah.
That was... I've tried to find that on YouTube. I don't even know what year it was. It had to be like 2000, 2001 maybe, because I went with Tara. And they have the girl that sings like the opera, like some of the film parts, and then Danny Filth is this little guy,
right.
And the band's just very, they're not super, they don't move a lot, they're not super animated, but they had these people on really tall stilts, like, I'm going to say 20 feet tall stilts,
really?
But they were insects. And they would walk behind the members, and they would open their wings, and they would clamp down on them so you couldn't see them at all. All you saw were these giant insects, and then they'd open it back up, and the musician would still be playing. It was the coolest thing ever.
That's cool, though. Oh, that's when we got to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra this
right?
year, and that was beautiful.
That
was
good.
Awesome.
I'd like to see it next year. I've never seen it before.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect, and it was pretty amazing.
Did you see other people that you knew there? when you went?
Oh, we saw Katie.
Okay.
And Jimmy.
Nice.
And
I knew a bunch of people that were there. I didn't see them.
I was also getting prepared to have my wisdom teeth pulled, so
right.
I believe I was on some pain meds.
So, best show of 2018 that you saw?
Well, I would totally say the Avatar and the Trivium, even though Mahiphy wasn't there. It was fun to see the fans like step up and sing, and same with what was the opening band that has.
Oh,
Howard.
Howard, yeah. Howard come out and sing, and then the guy from Avatar come out and sing some Trivium songs, but Avatar put on a
Hold
fun
on.
Show.
Was that Killswitch Engage?
No, it's his other band.
Okay.
Howard's other band.
I don't remember what it was called.
They did amazing, too. So, I mean, it was just, like, amazing band after amazing band.
So, I didn't see Trivium with you this year because you guys were in California and I saw it up here.
Last year.
Was that last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, this year you went to Cage of Strain. Same night.
Oh, that was a great show.
Yeah, you went to Cage of Strain and we went to
Trivium. So that's what we should, this next year, we should make sure we see more shows together.
Yeah, I think so.
Was Meshuggah this year or was it last year?
Spring of this year, like early.
I was trying to think of early shows.
Early year.
So February was Syra, then spring or whatever, Meshuggah. I'm going to say Meshuggah was the best show of this year.
I think it was them. Was it Code Orange with them
yeah.
on that one too?
Meshuggah was definitely the show to beat for 2018 for me.
That was a hard one to shoot.
I loved seeing Syra, but it's because I love them so much. But it was their first ever show. Had some technical problems, but I would go.
First ever show in the U.S., right?
Yes, sorry. Yeah, you're right. But yeah, Meshuggah, by far, best show in 2018.
Yeah.
About
you?
I don't know.
Your favorite show?
I don't know.
I love the 90s. Did you love meeting Vanilla Ice
yeah.
again?
Obvious. I mean, we're pretty much homies now.
He left your
basis.
Picture.
Pink was a good show, too.
Pink was really good.
Yeah, that's the other really good show.
I liked Jonathan Davis solo, too.
Oh, that was really
that was
good.
You don't really ever get to see him at a smaller venue.
It was definitely a different energy and...
Way different vibe.
Feel. Yeah.
But he played a lot of, like, what, Queen of the Damned songs?
Yeah.
That
just
he couldn't play before, really.
Mm.
And some solo
legal
stuff.
Reasons.
And that was awesome.
Yeah.
Ne Obliviscaris was the other good show this year. People were actually crying
yeah.
because it was so beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, that was really touching.
I think they would have been great to see.
You'll have to see them next time.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the convention that we went to, it's really cool to like for us to go see Shadows Fall again
and
Soil and some of those things.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
How many minutes are we? 23? Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go 30 and see how it goes?
Yeah.
It's crazy. We've had some venues close down this year.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a time where it seemed like a venue was closing. It felt like every month.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty early on. It was pretty rough.
Well, we've never been to like Tonic together, which surprises me because I don't go there a lot, but I mean, I've probably went there a half a dozen times this year, but I don't think you guys went at all.
Yeah,
and like
no.
Hawthorne Hideaway, I don't even know where that is.
Uh-uh.
I think the last time I was at the Tonic, I don't think it was the Tonic, it was the other name.
I don't even remember.
Hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Susanna, when you listen to music, when you hear a song that you really like, what is it about the song that you get first? Is it the lyrics? Is it the melody? Is it the beat? Is it... What do you find that you hear the most?
I feel like it's the drums, which is weird. the drums, and then sometimes the... Not so much the words of the lyrics, but like the...
Melody?
Yeah, of it, you know?
But
like,
of the vocals.
Yeah, like if... what their range is, and if it's powerful. I think those are my first things I pick up.
It's funny to me when I go to a show and everybody knows the lyrics, and it's like I'm super familiar with the song, but I don't know what they're saying because I never look up lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
But I know the same thing, the vocal melody.
Yeah.
But the first thing I hear is the melody of the music, so like the guitars.
Uh-huh.
More than bass, more than drums, more
yeah.
than anything. So if I... could, you know, I could, like, in my head, it's really satisfying to know where it's going to go and things like that, and then
yeah.
probably vocally next, but I almost never know the lyrics. It's
yeah.
like, if I take a Zakk Wylde song, or, like, a Black Label Society, if I were to sing it, it's hilarious because I'll have that melody right. I have no idea one word.
Yeah, I
plus
know.
He mumbles. So,
yeah.
What about you, Jer?
I just want something that I can shake my booty to.
Yeah,
you shook your booty twice tonight.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
That's
you're dancing
pretty
cool.
Low. It's a low number for a Saturday night. Which reminds me, we did see Pitbull this year too.
That's right. We
and that show is way better than I
did. I see it.
Expected.
No, was at the casino.
Didn't we see the I Love the 80s and I Love the 90s show? Like,
we did. We saw that. We were up front. Remember?
It wasn't I Love the 80s. It was, I don't remember what it was called, but it was
80s throwback or
something.
Something
like that, yeah.
Old school.
Like Taylor Dane.
Right.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Right.
And Salt and Pepper, and that was with the I Love the 90s tour with
yeah.
Vanilla Ice, right? It's
yeah.
funny, I think my picture with Vanilla Ice is like my most liked picture, and it's super weird because
I
don't know. I couldn't care less.
That's a new venue that opened, and that's a cool venue.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
They have multiple rooms too, right?
Well, they have the main one, and then like we just saw Sugar Ray at the other room as a free show.
Yeah.
So they do a lot of free shows.
What is the lyric? Every morning there's a
halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed.
Why?
I know.
The 90s. Don't question
why
the 90s.
Why is there a halo hanging on the corner of his girlfriend's four-post
call Mark
bed?
Okay. You know, when he would sing that, and then after that lyric, he'd be like, what does that even mean?
He did?
And then, yeah. But you know what? Okay, in the innocence of childhood, I thought that too. I'm like, why would a halo, like angel halo, be hanging there? But maybe he's talking about a condom.
Yeah, I was thinking
condom hanging on a.
I was thinking that like you know how they say you're supposed to be a lady in during the day and then a hoe at night
yeah.
for your man.
I'm a hoe during the day and a lady at night.
Maybe every morning that halo comes back because it resets her
right.
from being such a whore.
Right.
I just don't question 90s lyrics.
Right, right. I know. I feel like some 90s songs, like, you think you know what they're talking
about,
and then, like, all of a sudden it's like, wait, you weren't talking about it?
Pantera, Good Friends and a Bottle of Pills is horrifying when you listen to the words.
It's like, this year with the baby, it's cold outside. People just now decided to listen to the lyrics. Like, those lyrics haven't changed.
Nobody
in a
cares
long
about
time.
Some kid catching his mom cheating on the dad. That song's okay, though.
Wait till next
that?
Year.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
But it's the dad.
I
Santa,
know. But the
right?
kid doesn't know that. He just thinks it's Santa.
That is probably traumatizing.
Yeah,
right?
But nobody cared about that song.
My mom is making out with Santa.
Yeah,
I gotta tell my dad.
They get some better presents.
Right? I know. Well, I guess that's what
Santa's
adults do.
Stuffing that stocking.
I wonder how many people, like, I mean, I don't have kids, so I don't have never been Santa, but
yeah.
think about that. Like, you know, that's the one night maybe they role play. And the kid thinks it's all innocent, but
right?
it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Come here, Mrs. Claus.
Ho, ho,
Santa,
ho.
Baby. Oh, gosh.
That's funny.
How'd we do? 1 minute to go. I am looking forward to 2019 because I think 2018 was kind of sucky.
Yeah.
I thought 2018 was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was awesome show-wise, definitely.
Yeah.
And Merp grew a lot in this last year.
Yeah, got a new website.
All brand new
right.
website.
Yep.
Spanking new.
Spanking new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's right. pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some good things in 2018.
Yeah.
Got two tattoos.
Yeah.
From two cool dudes
yeah,
that we just met.
Oh,
just
yeah,
met
the
on the street.
The headbangers con. Mm-hmm. Hopefully there's more.
We'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
On episode 2.
Yes.
Is it a wrap?
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
Okay. That's a wrap.
Bye.
Oh, do we need a... we need a
closing song?
I said good day.